Hello and welcome to Killing Time. This is the show that searches for entertainment that doesn't suck. My name is Aya Zaktar, alongside the man who wrangles goldfish, apparently. Don't call him Janice, because his name's not Janice. He's also known as Just Bob. His name is Rob, sometimes. And don't throw him a lob, because you'll hit that out of the park. Hey.
Hey.
Man with no name.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm great. What are we talking about?
Today, we're talking about this movie. It's coming out on the 29th. It's called Ready Player One. You and I have discussed it. I listened to the book. You have did you actually read the book?
I read the book. Yeah. When it came out 3 or 4 years ago, yes.
All right, I'm going to hit the trailer right now. You can see there's a dude looks like Miles Teller. He's got an eyeball, and he looks through a VR headset where he sees other people with VR headsets. And like Steven Spielberg's attached to this movie. Apparently, he's like the producer and director. You haven't seen the movie.
So... I have not. Yes. And the movie hasn't actually been officially released until tomorrow. We're filming this on Wednesday.
The 28th.
The 28th.
I got to see a press screening of this film, and I didn't have to see it in VR. So, no spoilers will happen in this time. So, I'm not going to hit the spoiler bumper. If I had an anti-spoiler bumper, I would use it. And, of course, I don't want to ruin the movie for you.
Well, you wouldn't ruin it because I guess everything in the movie was probably in the book.
No, that's
really
not the case. So,
really?
The best way to explain this was something Liz said. She called the movie, like, you know, like how there's those music albums you can have for a movie. So, like, there's the...
The score.
Well, there's the movie soundtrack and then songs inspired by the movie. They might not be in the movie. They shouldn't be. This movie, Ready Player One, is inspired by the book, Ready Player One. Is it tracking the same? Not necessarily. So if there are parts of the book that you love, you might be disappointed. If you haven't read the book.
Okay, so you'd say it's loosely, not loosely based, but it's based on the book, but it does its own thing.
Right. That's a great way to put it. It is.
We have the same skeleton, but the way they use it is a little different.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's kind of like you have a lot of the same events that happen in the book, and they may not be played out by the same actors as you were expecting, and there might be repositioning of certain characters.
Now that being said, there was a lot you didn't like in the book, and the main thing was that he was good at everything and everything worked out for him. Was that improved in this?
So in this movie, is he essentially Harry Potter or Mary Sue or the guy who can do no wrong? No, he's not in the movie. So Spielberg might have corrected some of that in the fact that he leans on other characters to move the quest on. If you don't know anything about the movie, I don't know why you're watching this review. And also, let me go back to this trailer here. Here's how this goes. You got this world where people are living in VR essentially because the real world sucks. And there's this giant game being played because the creator of the game created a situation where a person who found out this Easter egg or enough keys, they get to own this VR world. And this VR world means a lot to a lot of people. So it's a big deal. I don't even know where to go from there. I'm like staring at the trailer. It's very different than the book.
Okay, let me go with asking you this. So it seems like what you're saying is the way the book is, it's more him doing his thing and the characters are periphery. It sounds like in this we have him leaning on other people as more of a team. Almost like is very in vogue now because of like Stranger Things and people talk of how the Goonies were, where it's more of a team and not just one person. Do you think he was influenced by that?
You know,
and that's why Spielberg chose to go more like that.
I don't know if he was influenced by this by Goonies. I think that's him, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
but thinking more in that line rather than having just one singular hero having more of a team of heroes.
You're definitely right. This is not the super main character, and he's amazing. He does everything he possibly can, and this is the guy. This is the one singular. It's the Neo. He's the one. You have this team that in the book, and this is, if you haven't read the book, this isn't a spoiler. So In the book, it's different because there's a lot of singular focus on the main character. In this movie, there is this tendency to lean on this team that is built up, and it's very different. Now, let's talk about some higher level stuff. Visual effects are amazing. They look great.
Beautiful, right?
Yeah, so I saw it in 2D. This is a movie I would rather see in 3D because of how much CG is in this. When I saw the trailers for this, I'm like, oh, yeah, it looks like, you know, a movie, and I'll look at this, and there's going to be a balance. That's wrong entirely. There's just a crap ton of the Oasis world where you are in full VR CG. So if you're going to have this, it might look better in 3D because these worlds aren't real. They're rendered, and they are shot with a virtual camera. So maybe it looks better in 3D. This movie has it's essentially the real life stuff are the cutscenes in a video game, right? They're like,
so it's like opposite. Rather than, you know, in a video game, you play the video game and the cutscenes are like real life. This one is most of it's the cutscenes are in the real life.
Well, most of the movie's CG because you're in the game, and I will say this is a brilliant representation of the Oasis, as much as you can tell it, because it's really... here's the thing. I struggle with this, because is this movie good without the book? I don't know.
I've heard the same thing from other people who've seen it, because I believe you need some background that the book gives you.
Yeah, if you've seen the trailer, or the trailers, does this make any sense to you? And some people are like, yeah, I'm excited. It looks really cool. It's a Spielberg movie, and there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm like, do you know what the movie's about? And, like, nobody does. Because the trailers don't tell you what's going on.
No, the trailers are pretty much just, you know, nostalgia for the 80s. Every single one. And the posters are the same way.
Yeah. A lot of leaning on the 80s and the 90s. Some Matrix stuff in there.
Yeah.
In the trailers.
Yeah.
Not trailers. In the posters. So, is it a good movie? Yes. Is it a Spielberg movie? Very much so. Is it
a Rotten Tomatoes 90% movie?
No.
Okay.
Not even close.
Okay.
I don't know if what it actually is. I can take a look at it while we're talking.
But I think it was in the 80s last time I looked.
This film is good. However, it suffers from a lot of foibles. So we've got a long story that is condensed to 2.5 hours. This movie could be a two-parter easily, I think, based on the source material.
When I read the book, I thought there was a perfect stopping point right in the middle of it as well, that he could have split into two movies.
You're correct. It's at 80% right now on all reviews at Rotten Tomatoes, 79%. Uh-huh. If I look at all critics, top critics say 83%. Okay, that's fair. So I'm not far off. So like when I watched the thing, I was trying to figure out, is this a good movie or not? And like I was saying, maybe. If I didn't know what this thing was about, what was going on, and these other underlying parts of depth to characters, I don't know if it works. It feels like this cliched film. You got the love interests getting together. They love each other way too early in the movie. But
whereas
you know,
in the book, it wasn't until the very end or towards the end.
Exactly. It also is natural in the book. It takes a long time. It's built up. You understand.
And
they're also
two nerdy kind of antisocial people who would in real life take a long time to open up and get together.
Yeah. So if I'm going to say what's better, the book or the film, the book is better. Is the book good? I don't know about that. You and I were talking about this off air.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure it was that good. Is the movie good? I think it's very good. I think the visual effects are great.
How's the acting?
Oh, really solid. That's easy for me to say. This is a very solidly acted movie. All the, I guess, voice acting at times, all the motion capture with their faces, because as the avatars talk, you can see clearly there's a lot of motion capture to their faces. So you can tell that these are actors involved. You got these great facials, and they did a really cool thing with the avatars. Their face, their skin had this kind of like texturized appearance, kind of like a polygon kind of look to it, which made it look more video game-ish. I think that the movie does a great job with the video game aspect of the book. At times, you can only read about video games so much. but it feels like you are in a video game. So the question is, do you enjoy watching people play a different game or playing the game? I think this could be a totally different film if it had, like, choose your own adventure time kind of stuff, because it feels like you really should have the option to go, should Parsifal do this?
Mm-hmm.
No. Could they have shot all that? Maybe. This film could have been twice the length, and you could have explored a lot of the other characters, and that would be very helpful. But there's a lot of... They're condensing a lot of the material because it's a long book, and to fill it, to fit it in the 2.5 hour mark, it's not easy. And does it naturally flow? Yes, it does. I will say this. Like, I was looking at my watch to see, like, okay, we're an hour in. Okay, we're 2 hours in. I'm hesitant to recommend this film. If you're going to watch it, watch it in 3D. If you don't care about a story being told naturally, like, should they fall in love? Like I said before, of course they will. But should it be that easy?
Does it feel forced? Do things feel forced because of the time constraints and whatnot?
I wouldn't say forced. They feel early.
Okay.
This seems like a natural progression as to what should happen. And if they just had, a little stinger in the middle that said 5 days later, you know? And then, or 6 days later, like 2 months later, that might help us with the time aspect, because this film takes place in a very short time.
Yeah.
And that, I don't think, is very helpful, because the relationships that grow, this is a spoiler. Giant spoiler. It's going to ruin the film for everybody. Ready? I'm going to hit the bumper. Ready? So in the book, Artemis is a sort of celebrity. Right?
Right. She's awesome. Everybody knows her. She's been at the top, near the top of this list for a long time.
So in the movie, she's not. Why not?
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. So, but there are things that she does in the book and the things that she does in the movie that are based on the idea that she's famous. And that's another reason why Parsifal loves her so much, is because he kind of thinks he knows her.
Right. Because it would be kind of like, you know, you being interested in a model or somebody who is
a public figure,
famous,
right?
Yeah.
You see that Instagram, you know what they're talking about, you think you know him, you got this,
and he followed her blog.
And he does mention it, you know, he watches her Twitch streams, because that's the modernization of it, but there's a lack of that, and so when there's the love angle with these two, it's not as well built up as the book. So there's a spoiler there that Artemis is not set up properly, I think. Now, is she awesome and she kick ass and all the characters kick ass? Yes. Does the visual effects kick ass? Yes. Is the nostalgia there in full force? Yes. Is it worth watching? Yeah, if you have a pass. You know, if you have like a $10 pass or a movie pass, watch this with movie pass. You know, if we were like sponsored by anybody, movie pass, perfect for this.
Yeah.
But
let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
I reread the book not too long ago, and I think it's mostly because I've been spoiled by the way TV and streaming video has been presented lately, but I thought this would make a better series on Netflix, 10 episodes or so, going through this quest than it would have as a 2-hour movie. You'd get character development, you'd get, you know, confined episodes, them figuring out more of the Easter eggs and whatnot that they're searching for. I thought that I thought was a better medium for this when I reread it recently. But maybe that's just because I keep thinking that's a better medium for everything lately.
Before I speak to that, we're going to thank our patrons. You guys at patreon.com/IAS, you guys are up making this show happen. If you are interested in supporting our show, go to patreon.com/IAS. If you're going, hey, how do these guys get their nice names up there? Go to patreon.com/IAS to find out how. You can sponsor the show by becoming a producer. You can get exclusives. We have some terrible, terrible exclusives. But, I mean, they're terrible because they are really old, embarrassing videos of us. They're not terrible because they're bad exclusives. They are very strange. Our early days in the finite comedy world. So, thanks for supporting us at patreon.com/IAS. Keep that up. And if you guys enjoy the show and you're watching this on YouTube, like and subscribe. If you go, hey, guys, I hate the ads, go to killingtime.tv. We have the show available as a podcast. That was a thing in the days. Remember podcasts? No ads on that. Just download it. Might be a big file, but you can get it. And we're going to go back to your question and then wrap it up real quick. Should this be a series? Yes. This movie could have easily been about 5.5 to 7 hours. This could have been a miniseries,
mm-hmm.
based on what I listened to. And watching the film, I think there was a lot of characters that did not get developed as well as they did in the book. There's a lot of motivations that weren't as developed as well. And the shortcuts used to fit this into 2.5 hours, while not bad, don't necessarily serve the story as well as the book did. So if this is, again, this is if you're comparing it to the book. Was this movie good? Yes. Worth 3D? Yes. Is it worth $20 to $30 like in a Manhattan theater? I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. And one other point that I'm going to say that's mildly spoilery. You know the music. There we go. This movie could have ended 4 times, maybe 5 times.
So it had
times.
Multiple endings. Yeah. Hate when that happens.
Hey, you guys ever watched Steven Spielberg's direction of AI?
Oh,
remember
my
that?
God.
Remember the three endings?
Yep. Yep.
I
kept
wrote
wondering,
down,
when is this thing going to end?
I wrote down in the theater the amount of times this could have ended. I had 3 quickly written down. I'm pretty sure there were 5 endings to this movie. Pick one. I love you, Steven Spielberg. I think you're a genius. You do great work. You inspire the masses. You do great uplifting stuff. But when you end the movie...
Just end it.
End the movie. And on that note, we'll see you guys next time.
Let's end.
Because we know how to end it. Ending 3. Hey, by the way, did you think of...